This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to The Scorecard.
Many doubted we'd ever see it.
Where we focus on Chicagoland and national golf news.
And here it is. The return to glory.
Can't help but think of the long one he made in San Diego to pick up his first PGA Tour win in style. Here it comes. Here it
watch out!
Comes!
And there's no doubt about it. The bear has come out of hibernation.
With your hosts, score golf expert and editor of Chicago District Golfer Magazine, Barry Cronin.
Well, here it comes.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mike Esposito.
In your life have you seen anything like that?
Johnny, that's better than most.
How about in?
That is better than most. Better than most!
Presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
And good morning! Hope your Saturday is off to a great start. This is The Scorecard. We are proudly presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. I'm Mike Esposito, and alongside me is Barry Cronin. And Barry, in a very special weekend for Barry. Barry is what we call in the biz on site at the John Deere Classic there in Silvis at the TPC Deer Run. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Mike. How are you? It's a good week here. We're back. We had no tournament last year due to the COVID situation. So we're back 2 years later, and it's terrific to see a lot of the great people from the PGA Tour and from the tournament. And it's really cool to be here, right on the banks of the Mississippi River where we're broadcasting from. So yeah. Watching Big Money go by and waiting for the rain and waiting
right.
for the rain to hit. Sadly, over the weekend.
So yeah, so fill us in on that. I mean, it sounds like the weather is going to possibly dampen things out there, but that is based on what you're seeing in the forecast, correct?
Right. Yeah. They put the tee times back till 10 a.m. today, and they're going to do threesomes off of both tees, whereas typically they go twosomes off of the first tee. And so the PGA Tour is pretty good at figuring out a way to finish these tournaments. And, of course, it's critical that this tournament finish because it's the last tournament before the British Open. Mm-hmm. And we have the John Deere Classic has a charter, a jet that goes over directly to England, to Royal St. George's, so that the guys can play next week. We've got 13 players on the jet. So it's critical that the jet leave tonight. Typically leaves around 8 p.m. on Sunday night. So we've got some pretty heavy rain forecast, but we shall see, Mike. And anyway, and so we've got a meanwhile we've got a pretty decent tournament going. The leader is Luke List at 13 under par, and followed by Sebastian Munoz. So you know it's going along.
It is. And I'm sure, and we definitely will talk a lot about the John Deere Classic during the show today. But as you mentioned, so this is the 50th anniversary of the John Deere Classic, 1 year removed because of the cancellation with COVID last year. And I'm sure, and I will ask you, that the community has certainly rallied back around. I'm guessing that the enthusiasm is pretty darn high after missing last year.
For sure, Mike. Exactly right. Thursday, we had a real nice crowd. We had a beautiful day. And the same, and of course, most tournaments have a better crowd on Friday just due to the fact that people are people, you know, take off work in the afternoon, come out to the tournament. So, yeah, we had a real good day yesterday. And, yeah, it was cool. It was just great to – everybody's so happy to be back. The volunteers, we've got volunteers who've been here for, you know, volunteering for – I mean, 40 years, it's crazy. And the tournament's only 50 years old. So you have volunteers that are 75 years old running around this place with a lot of youth and vigor. And despite despite their numerical age, it's really cool to see. So yeah, as you say, it's a small town event. So people are rallying around it, and people understand the charity element, which we discussed last week with Claire Peterson, the tournament director. You know, you're talking about $12 million a year for local charity. So it's a pretty important element in the community.
This segment on the scorecard brought to you by Illinois PGA Professionals, experts in the business and game of golf. So Barry is live there in Silvis. Mike Esposito here with you in Chicago. And lots going on there at TPC Deer Run. The scores were pretty low yesterday, or for the first few days, I should say. I did see the cut line was 4 under and better made it. And among the guys missing it, and we had talked about Dylan Fratelli last week because he was defending his crown, again, 1 year removed with the COVID. But he sat right on that miss line at -3, and I'm sure he was disappointed not to be able to make it into the weekend.
Yeah, right, of course. He made a birdie on the 17th hole to get to 4 under par, and then hit his drive on the 18th hole into the trees and had the chip out. And then he had a beautiful pitch shot to the green and missed about a 5 or 6 footer for par that would have enabled him to make the cut, but he missed. So that's his third missed cut in a row. But the good news is that Arlington Heights Doug Gim not only made the cut, but he's in 12th place. So that's pretty good. And he was very articulate in his comments after his round, and had a lot of family out here, and was I think real happy to be back in the Midwest. He's said he's living out in Vegas now, but anyway, he's happy to be back, and he's got some family and friends following him around, so it's cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. And the other cool thing that I did not realize, I mean, I know we had talked about Steve Stricker, who was a 3-time champion. But he is back there and playing very well, 6 under par. He's tied for 34th, but he's playing well. He's in the mix, and he said, with conflicting schedules, this was not one that was easy for him to make, but he did make it a point to be at the John Deere Classic for the 50th.
Well, right, and Stricker, as we all know, is, Mike, a fellow Illini of yours.
That's right.
And, Steve Stricker is the defending champion of the U.S. Senior Open, which is being played this week at Omaha Country Club. And he chose, rather than defend his title there, he chose to come here. So it just indicated to everyone and how important this tournament has been to him. He won 3 in a row, 2009, 10, 11. So this is the 10th anniversary of his of his last victory here, and he's obviously been a real important figure here in the Quad Cities, and he also, of course, is the Ryder Cup captain. And it was good. It's good for him to be here, and of course, people love to see him. He's such a nice guy, and he's got his whole family with him. His wife Nikki, is on the bag this week. She's caddying for him. Yeah, she caddied for him back in 1996 when he won the Western Open out at Cog Hill. And she, of course, had a couple of kids. Their daughter, Bobby, is a college student. She's currently playing for Wisconsin. She plays golf at Wisconsin. And they have a younger daughter who's also here. And so that's a lot of family pictures being taken after his round yesterday. And he's such a good guy.
All of that is delightful, except for the fact that Stricker's daughter decided to go to Wisconsin. How did that happen? No, I'm just joking.
Well, he probably did. Well, they live up in near Madison, so he probably did it. They probably did it so she could get the in-state tuition. Because
there you go. Goes,
I'm not sure he could afford the out-of-state tuition. You know,
as you mentioned, as an Illini, I'm just I kid because right. You definitely have the school pride. But Madison is a great school, and I'm sure she's doing having fun up there. But
yeah, she's playing golf there. She's on the golf team. Yeah. So tends to run in the family.
I imagine so, for sure. So we have a great show for everybody today. I give you a quick rundown of the guests. First, we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. In 10 minutes at 6:20, Dan Hotchkin will join us. He's the head pro at the Palatine Hill Golf Course. There is a CDGA Scramble Championship qualifier today, the second of six. Dan will join us to talk about what's going on there at Palatine Hills. Our Swing Thoughts segment today at 6:40 features TJ Sullivan, the director of golf instruction at Golf Tech in Oak Brook. We will talk with TJ at 6:40, one of the best teachers in the state, and we'll talk to him on our Swing Thoughts segment. Then at 7, we will get in deep with Craig DeVries. He's a reporter based out of the Quad Cities, also author of the book Magic Happened, about 50 years of PGA Tour golf at the John Deere Classic, the history of it, and all of the wonderful stories there. There was a nice piece in the Chicago District Golfer magazine by Craig, last issue that I read through. So we'll talk to Craig about the history and the magic of the John Deere Classic. We'll talk to him at 7. And then at 7:40, the lead anchor for CBS this week at the John Deere Classic, Andrew Catalan, will join us, and that will be exciting as well. Andrew does a lot of different things broadcasting-wise, and he is there on-site talking to you guys and talking to the world from Silvis, broadcasting the John Deere Classic. So Andrew will join us at 7:40. Nice show there. And Barry, as I mentioned, is on site in Silvis at the John Deere Classic as well. So that's got to be fun. And I know, like you had mentioned with the shutdown last year, I'm sure having worked this event for many years, to get back with a lot of familiar faces, I'm sure. I'm guessing that was lots of fun. I know you've been there for this week, and I'm sure catching up and getting back to it. It's like kind of like sliding on that old pair of shoes, right? You're like, ah.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. And you just, you know, you see people that you haven't seen in a long time, and you realize this is a pretty important event in your life. And you know, as you said earlier, you know, it's an important event for the community and the charity that they raise a lot of money for over the years.
Sure.
I mean, it's quite remarkable that a little tournament like this, 375,000 people in the area, when you take into consideration just the four Quad Cities. Those of us who live in the big metro areas, you don't really expect to see the fact that they raise $12 million a year, basically, and they've raised $133 million, most of it since John Deere took over as the title sponsor in 1998. But you know, you have 460 some charities every year participating in this, and it's just a remarkable achievement and a real community event. So people are all into it, and and John Deere has a lot of, you know, and for John Deere as a company, and this is the way it is for, you know, was for all the corporate sponsors, whether it's the BMW or anyone who sponsors a big PGA Tour event, they basically bring in all their guests, their big clients from all over the world, and are able to entertain them, take them to the pro-am, take them out to dinner, schmooze and cruise, that type of thing.
Sure.
And typically, it's very. I had somebody tell me that a major retailer where John Deere sells a lot of products, it's very difficult to get in and see that CEO just for 1 hour. You know, just to get an hour with him, and here you invite him out to this tournament, or any major tournament, any PGA Tour event, and you get to spend a whole day with him, playing in the pro-am, at least 4 hours, and then there's dinner, and then there's little parties here and there. So that really helps build these business relationships, and really, honestly, that's been the foundation of the PGA Tour ever since it started. Business relationships being built, and that's how it continues to go.
That is the beauty of the golf outing on any level, whether it's the absolute top tier PGA Tour John Deere Classic, or it's, you know, me and some work people going to play 18 somewhere here in Chicago. I mean, that is the beauty of it. You get a full day out, you enjoy yourselves, you get to play, you get to talk some shop, you get to have some fun as well, and it really does help build those relationships. So that is fantastic to hear about what's going on out there in the Quad Cities. We should mention, too, before we take our first break, last week we were talking a lot about the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Quite a finish there, another playoff, but Cam Davis wins that one over Troy Merritt and Joaquin Neiman. So some interesting stuff there, Barry, with Davis winning.
Yeah, Cam Davis, an Australian, nice Australian young guy. He's playing here this week. It was his first victory on tour, and 2 weeks in a row with the playoff situation. And
right.
They're both here. Troy Merritt, who's a native of Iowa, is here this week, and Joaquin's not here, but those other two guys are. So yeah, and so we've had two playoffs in a row, and hopefully there won't be one this week, because if there is, with all the rain delays, we just kind of need to get the tournament in.
Sure.
and not have a delay, because
sure,
it's interesting, the charter, if somebody if the person who wins here is has to test to take a test before they get on the plane, they have to take a COVID test, and the COVID test takes 90 minutes to get back. So they've got to do that test right after they finish the final hole. So things are going to be tight, and it's going to be an interesting finish for a number of reasons.
We will definitely be watching. We'll be listening, in fact, to Andrew Catalan's call on CBS Sports. So we will talk to him later in the show. But coming up next, Barry, when we return, Dan Hotchkin, the head pro at Palatine Golf Course, will join us. Talk about today's CGA Scramble Championship qualifier event that's there today, and everything else that's cooking at Palatine Hills Golf Club. We've got Barry Cronin. He is live at the John Deere Classic. I'm Mike Esposito back here at the Score Studios in Chicago. This is The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine on 670 The Score.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Daddy's all right. They just seem a little weird. Surrender. Surrender.
And we are back on the scorecard presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Oh boy, Barry. Illinois music this week.
And Illinois and Iowa, man.
Why not start with Cheap Trick, right? Kind of smack dab between where I am and where you are.
Exactly.
From the wonderful city of Rockford.
Beautiful Rockford, Illinois. Absolutely.
So we will enjoy listening to our local music today, so that will be fun. Anyway, I digress as we jump on out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Dan Hotchkin joins us. He is the head pro at Palatine Hills Golf Course. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Barry.
Oh, and that's Mike Esposito, Dan. And
hi,
this is
Dan.
Barry
Cronin.
Sorry. Yeah. No, that's okay. That's all right. You got a lot going on out there. It's easily distractible. Anyway, good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us. And you've got a big event out there this week. And tell us a little bit about what's happening out at Palatine Hills this morning.
We've got the CDJ Scramble Regional Qualifier out here today. We've got 24 teams, totaling 96 players coming out here this afternoon for a 1 o'clock shotgun start, and they're playing a step-aside scramble this afternoon to try to qualify for the state championship at Bowes Creek in September.
So what's a step-aside scramble, Dan?
Well, it's kind of a neat format where you can't just rely on one guy. Basically, all four players will tee off, and then they select the best shot just like you normally would in a scramble, but whoever shot you take, he steps aside. He does not play the next shot. So after the tee shot, there are only three balls in play you got to choose from each time. And then after the second shot, that guy comes back in and another player steps aside.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And this is part of the CDGA social competitions. In other words, I think people think that the CDGA just runs tournaments for fairly high-level players. And I think in recent years they've gotten together and decided that, look, there's other people who want to play. So they've put on these social competitions. Can you kind of explain what that means?
Yeah, you described it very well. They're just, I think they're trying to promote the game of golf, not only to the highly skilled players with some of their state amateur competitions that they've run in the past, but also trying to make it fun for just the average golfer. They'll have people, you know, from scratch golfers up to 25 handicaps today out here playing in this because it's a handicap and flighted event. They've got couples events. They've got two-man events. They're just a wide variety of things for all golfers to participate now and have a competitive outlook that is not necessarily so focused on just one person's low score, but a team event and having fun out there on the golf course.
Talking with Dan Hotchkin at Palatine Hills Golf Course. And Dan, so sticking with that, so with the team, so I'd imagine, well, actually, you tell me, you have a lot of mixed teams, like, you know, your guys that might be decent golfers but aren't going to win any tournaments versus your extremely competitive guys? Is there a certain skill into putting together teams for these events?
I think most of these teams are just guys from local clubs in the area that just have fun playing together. Maybe it's their regular Saturday foursome, and it could be groups of, you know, one guy's five and then other guys are 15, 16, 17. I think they're not necessarily putting a team together with a strategy of winning, but both basically putting together groups of friends that enjoy playing together all the time and are just going to a competitive level with this.
And is it all men, or is it mixed up with women and everything?
There's mix. It's a co-ed event, so there's teams with men and women on them.
Very good. Well, Dan, in addition to this, tell us a little bit about Palatine Hills. I don't know if maybe, you know, it's not one of those famous courses like, you know, Cog Hill number 4. So give the folks a little bit of background on Palatine Hills.
Well, Palatine Hill's been around for a little over 50 years now. It's a great municipal golf course. Our grounds crew does a great job with our conditions. We have six different distances people can play from, so it's a challenging course for the skilled golfer, but we have a set of tees and distance that the average golfer can enjoy playing. Not a lot of force carries. There's probably only three or four force carries out there, but enough bunkering and trees to keep you honest.
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry about that.
No worries, Barry. I was just going to ask Dan. I know that I actually live not far from Palatine, Dan, so I know lots of people getting out, playing a lot, playing those random midday rounds with the whole work from home thing. Are you guys seeing similar with what's going on at Palatine Hills?
Oh, absolutely. The pandemic has been very kind to the golf business. A lot of people working from home and continue to work from home, so we're getting a lot of younger people out during the middle of the day. I think they're going and taking care of their work in the morning and then coming out for a round of golf and then heading back home and kind of wrapping up their work day. So it's been fantastic to see, golf promoted social distancing for the most part. I mean, people are not really together except on the tee and on the green. And so it was very safe to be out there on the golf course or out practicing on a driving range. And it was terrific to see the numbers last year and then continuing into this year.
And you do have a practice, you do have a driving range out there, right?
Yeah, we have a driving range, and we also opened about 3 years ago, completed a three-hole short game practice area where one of the we have three green complexes, each with a bunker, and one of them is used for golfers to warm up before their round, hit a bunker shot, hit some chips, pitch shots before their round of golf. But the other two are where individual golfers can rent them for $10 for an hour. You have about 60 yards of fairway to use, and you have exclusive use of that for an hour. So if you want to work on bunker shots for an hour, go for it. If you want to work on your half wedge shots, but just an area where a person can work on their short game, those shots that are going to help them score and look better during their rounds of golf.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, Dan, because I don't know that people get to – even if you're a member of a private club, I don't know that people get to really practice their short games. And that's certainly the short game is certainly probably the most important element. Once you get off the tee, people can bang it off the tee a couple of hundred or 250 yards. But once you get around the green, that's really what it's all about, right?
That's absolutely right. Once you get within 50, 70 yards of the green, you got to be able to put it on and get it in the jar, hopefully no more than two putts. And, I mean, if you can take one every five times and get it up there through practice to get it maybe a one putt, you're going to be seeing results on your scorecard.
And are there other courses that like that, Dan, that have similar short? This is really the first one that I've ever heard of around here. I mean, there might be a couple of private clubs that have.
I know some of the private clubs in the area do have some short game areas and have been developing those over the years. But I don't think there are too many in the area that maybe have the type of area we have, where you have exclusive use of that green. I think a lot of the area courses that maybe have a little short game area where you can have a green and a bunker. It's just for whoever drops by, so you're sharing that area with different people. And so if you're hitting wedge shots and somebody's up at the bunker hitting shots, you kind of feel a little uncomfortable because you're not sure if they're going to be in your way or not. So it's nice to have exclusive use of that area to practice and do whatever shot you want, not worry about other people there, unless you happen to bring a friend to play with you or you bring your kids out to play to practice there, because it's a great way to introduce your kids to the game and spend some time with them in a golf setting.
Right, yeah, I think Sunset Valley has a new a short game area up there that we've talked about on the show, and but 60 yards is pretty good. It's a pretty good length, and it's terrific.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dan, can you tell us? I know the event is today. I know we have some potential weather coming in this afternoon. Is there still the possibility of signing up to come to play in the CDGA Scramble today?
Not in the one today. Today, we've got a full field of 24 teams. They may have other ones. You can check out their website see if there are openings in the future. I think we are only the second qualifier they have, So I know they've got future qualifiers coming up at different courses in the area and different days. I think some of them are on Friday, some are on Saturdays. But they can certainly participate in it. I know the guys, this is the second time we've hosted. We hosted one last year, and people had a blast. It's just the step-aside scramble, a lot of strategy involved in, okay, do we take this guy's drive or do we take this guy's drive so we have our better player hitting a second shot into the green type of thing.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a cool format, and you're right. I am sitting on CDGA.org as we speak. This is qualifier number two. The next one is 2 weeks from now at White Deer Run. But hey, Dan, good luck on the event today. Again, hopefully you get in ahead of any rain. I know Barry is doing the same out there in Silvis, so we will talk to you again soon, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Great talking to everybody, and have a great round out there today, everybody.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Dan Hotchkin, Palatine Hills Golf Course, and this is I have not played that format before, Barry, but that certainly adds a little strategy to the mix in your scramble. Is, you know, if you've got a, you know, quote, better player, or do you take the shot from the weaker player? If once, you know, they hit a good shot, it's like, oh, we have to take it because so and so never hits good shots. That would be me, by the way. but we have that kind of strategy today at Palatine Hills. So,
exactly, Mike. And it is fun. It just anything to change it up a little bit. Otherwise you're gonna take the same player the same player hits a good shot every time off the tee, and then you wind up playing his shot, and so, you know, that gets a little bit boring and predictable. So it's good to mix it up.
Yeah. No, and if you are looking, I'm looking at the CDGA Scramble championship here on the website. Today's is qualifier number two. There's another in a few weeks at White Deer Run, the Den and Fox Creek in August, early August, and then the Highlands in Elgin is already waitlisted, as is Sunset Valley at the end of August. There's an event in September, invitation only, at Bowes Creek Country Club in Elgin. But some of the prizes, the stay and play trips at the French Lick Resort, which we talked to, and the guy's name is going to escape me, but we talked to him last year. That is a beautiful course and resort. So that's a prize right there, my friend.
Oh yeah, that's terrific. Now, listen, there's no slouches over there at the CDGA. They do it right. French Lick is it's an awesome resort. Great golf down there, and an unbelievable hotels are just unbelievable.
Yeah.
In terms of their architecture and the way that they have keep them up, etc. And of course, there's a casino, which is a good thing. And there's a money printing machine down there.
Well,
and that's, you know, it helps them keep the courses up and keep the hotels great. And it's really it's a cool thing. And you could drive by Larry Bird's car dealership while you're down there and point at it.
I would imagine Larry Bird has some very Larry Bird-esque things down there in his hometown of French Lick. So
I'm sure he does. I don't think he has like a Dolly Land type of thing.
No,
he doesn't have a Larry Bird Land down there. But you never know. You know, it might be a thing.
French Lick's favorite son. Anyway, and speaking of the CDGA website, Barry, head on out to CDGA.org/contest. Yes, we are giving you stuff. You can register to win a CDGA starter pack. You would get an Imperial hat, towel, and zero-friction super tube with Spectromat balls, tees, and a universal fit glove. Everything you need for your season is at cdga.org/contest. So check that out while you're checking out all of the various scramble events that we were just talking about while you're there on the website. When we return, Barry, we need to take a quick time out. It will be time for our Swing Thoughts segment. TJ Sullivan, Director of Instruction at Golf Tech in Oak Brook, will join us next hour. Craig DeVries, the author of Magic Happened, about the history of the John Deere Classic, and also from CBS Sports, Andrew Catalan will join us. So great rest of the show coming up. Swing Thoughts is next with TJ Sullivan here on the Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito on 670 The Score.
Just let it happen. Be the ball. Be the ball, Danny. You're not being the ball, Danny.
Well, it's kind of difficult with you talking like
that. Okay, I'm not talking. Stop talking.
And now, the Scorecard presents Swing Thoughts, some free advice from the best teachers in the game.
And we are back on the Scorecard, 670 The Score. Barry and Mike here with you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 throughout the summer and into the fall. The golf season in full swing here. We try to avoid some weather out there at TPC Deer Run, which is where my friend Mr. Cronin is at with the John Deere Classic. We'll try to avoid that here in the Chicago area as well. But in the meantime, we head on out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. From Golf Tech in Oak Brook, the director of instruction, TJ Sullivan, joins us. Hey, TJ, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today? Thanks for having me on.
Good morning, TJ. Great to talk to you. You've been out of how long you've been out at Golf Tech for a while now, and tell us a little bit about what's the most common problem that you see. I mean, you've got all these new people in golf since the pandemic, and then you've got people returning to golf, and I'm wondering, you know, what are you seeing in terms of the biggest problem that they have?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been with Golf Tech for about 15 years or so. And even to this day, with new golfers coming in, or even golfers that I've been working with for a little while now, the biggest challenge they have, about 96% of people hit the ball inconsistently, or they tend to slice the golf ball. So one of the things that I almost always start off with, not saying necessarily that there's one way to hold the club, but definitely taking a look at the grip is one of the first checkpoints that I go off of. And then also taking a look at what direction they're actually swinging the club, whether they're maybe swinging too far left, cutting across it, or some other adjustment that they're trying to make to try to get the golf ball to go straight, not necessarily understanding that people need to actually draw the golf ball if they want to hit the golf ball higher, farther, and straighter in the long run to enjoy the game more.
Right. We have a relatively new golfer on this show, TJ.
And he shall remain anonymous.
And I mean, honestly, you know, you could tell, you know, what would you tell Mike about holding a golf club for the first time? Yeah, I imagine, Mike, you're just grabbing the club like a regular, you know, it's a baseball bat or something. And you don't really, I mean, there's a certain way to hold the club. I mean, TJ, you know the famous incident in the life of Arnold Palmer where his father told him how to hold the club and said, here's your grip and don't ever change it. So what would you tell a guy like Mike over the phone? I know it's hard to do over the phone, but how do you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, if you hold any tool and you think it's a hammer, every other object you're going to think is a nail. So right. I think, you know, one of the things that that you have to do is when you are taking the club, probably trying to hold it a little bit more in the fingers. So that way the heel pad of your top hand, Mike, are you right-handed golfer or are you a left-handed golfer?
Right-handed. Yep.
Okay. So you're going to be taking your left hand and the heel pad is going to be all the way over on the top of the club. And there's actually a little joint on your, where your thumb meets your wrist. You want to try to get that as far away from the target as you possibly can. A lot of people will call this a strong grip. I don't like that terminology because it relates to how tight you hold the club. But basically what you're going to be seeing as you hold that club down is the top knuckles on your left hand. You're going to probably see about 3, maybe even 4 knuckles. A lot of times with my novice golfers, they tend to hold the club a little bit too much in the palm, and that joint between the thumb and the wrist actually gets on the target side of the shaft, which then that's going to lead to a very open club face, mm-hmm. causing the golf ball to go pretty far to the right.
Yep. Well, I've certainly done that. No, and sitting here, you know, I'm mimicking this as you're talking without a club in my hand, so I'm trying to do that. I will take that to the course next time. Actually, Barry and I, you and I, will be playing on Tuesday this week, I believe. So that will be some times to try it out. But TJ, you've been doing this, as you mentioned, 15 years, I think. You've been doing this. It must be right out of school, right? So how did you end up getting into coaching and into teaching on the golf side?
Yeah, you know, long story short, I loved golf as a kid, loved other sports. Realized probably about my sophomore or junior in high school, I wasn't good enough to play D1 and I wasn't getting recruited. So I went to Coastal Carolina for their, what they call their PGM program. It's got a business degree and got a how to become a golf pro degree. So
nice.
Cheers to Dustin Johnson and our 2016 World Series College Baseball champions.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina. I wonder, are they going to rename it Dustin Johnson University one of these days? That's
absolutely.
Or at least the golf program.
Sure, they do have a great program. They have a really great coach down there. I certainly didn't play on the team, as I said, I wasn't good enough. But just absolutely found out that, you know, me shooting a low number was not nearly as exciting as helping someone, you know, break 90 for the first time. So that's where my passion lies. And it's just, you know, every day is awesome and a little bit different and new challenges and learn something new from my students just about every day.
You know, TJ, we were talking about the swing and about the grip, and I wonder if there are examples. There's so much video out there, and you can see golfers on video, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or whatever. Is there somebody, like you talked about the grip that you're talking about, is there a way that people could see it? Other golfers, maybe they should emulate, whose grips they should look at I bring this up because I was watching a little bit of that. The TVs are always on in the media center out here, and they had the Senior Open on right after the John Deere telecast, and I saw couples, and I looked at his grip. They showed a face-on shot of him, and the way his left hand was so far on that club is what I would refer to as a strong grip, and I know that's not the right terminology that you made, but just anywhere to find these people to emulate, because I know Golf Tech, part of your deal is your program is to see how your swing compares with other people, with really good players.
Yeah, so to answer your question directly, I think someone like Zach Johnson, who always curves the ball from right to left, so he always draws the golf ball, he's got a close face or a strong grip. Even Dustin has a little bit of that. Someone from back in the day, like Paul Azinger, I believe has a very strong grip. You know, people to be away from would be someone like Jordan Spieth, who his thumb kind of goes straight down the shaft, or maybe even someone like Brooks Koepka has a little bit more of that open face grip. And the thing I would say is that those guys are, I mean, they're freaks of nature. They're all really incredible athletes. So while I try to use a little bit of the tour data, a lot of our big data study has actually included people of various handicap levels to figure out what they do. So anyone trying to go from a 25 to a 20, a 15 to a 10, whatever the skill jump is, we have all that data as far as what they should be doing in order to get better.
Right. And do you think, do most people who play golf well, the lower handicaps, do they have the type of grip you're describing?
I would say generally, yes. Most people who play well, they generally curve the ball from right to left because that allows someone to hit the ball farther and a little bit higher so they can stop the ball on the green. Whereas anytime the ball is either inconsistently going to the right, it's usually going shorter. And as we can see every Sunday, the guys that hit it the farthest are usually getting paid the most and shooting the lowest scores, generally speaking.
Yep, everyone wants to hit it long, and that's certainly a big part of it. We were talking last segment, too, about, you know, the importance of the short game and, you know, being able to work with your wedges and to chip up onto the green and into putting distance. I mean, I don't want to say it's a lost art, but it's certainly not something that a lot of people focus on, but you're not going to shoot a good score without it.
Right, absolutely. I like to kind of think of putting in the short game as putting a ceiling on how bad it can go, and then the long game, like the tee ball or even your approaches to the green from distance, that's when you're actually going to start to gain strokes on your friends or start to shoot lower scores. But that short game is definitely an important aspect in order to just, you know, not get to the green in two and still walk away with a seven.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You've hit my game on the head there, TJ. So there's the that's where I need help. So with Golf Tech, I see that I mean, I know that you guys obviously will do on course lessons, but your indoor center too. You have a state of the art training center out there. So I imagine that you have these various tools indoors, the video stuff, as well as the let's get out and go to the golf course thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Our lesson game plans actually revolve around the entire game. So when someone comes in for the first time, we'll do an evaluation on them, make sure that we understand what their goals are. We'll actually plan out what we recommend as far as a good allotment of indoor work with full swings, but then we also do putting assessments. We can go outside to various golf courses and then actually get on the golf course and play for both short game and reading greens. But inside, we also use a Foresight launch monitor that makes it really easy for us to see how far the ball is going, where it's going. We use these really great video cameras. We actually have a new technology now called OptiMotion, which that technology actually allows people to see what their body is doing in time and space without using any harnesses. Previously, we've used different technology that you had to wear on your body. Now our video cameras do all the work, which makes it really cool and really accurate data for us to have.
Yeah. How often do you see people who really, really do improve a lot? I mean, can people really lower their score, lower their handicap by, you know, go from a 15 to a 5? Is that really possible, or is that just a pipe dream?
It's absolutely possible. Our average student who comes in for a regular lesson, again, regularly, will drop their average score by about 7 strokes from the data that we've collected from our students.
That would be a welcome change to a lot of people's scores, and I'm sure that people are hungry for that knowledge. So if they want to get in touch with you, I am sitting here on the website, golftech.com. I see you and your staff, they can just come through the site or give you guys a call, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Best way to do it is click on that button that says book now. Yep. Or email me directly. That's absolutely fine.
All right, TJ. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, and continued success to you in your career there at Golf Tech.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, TJ, very much. Talk to you down the road.
Bye. That is TJ Sullivan, Director of Instruction at Golf Tech in Oak Brook. Nice facility, and he just mentioned some of the new tools that they're using. So if you're out there in that area, certainly a nice place to go and a nice place to look out for your instruction. Hey, 7 strokes off your score, Barry. I think any of us would take that and run with it. So
that would be a good thing, Mike. And it's interesting. Golf Tech is really they have really brought technology down to the average person.
Yep.
Golf Tech was co-founded by a gentleman from the Chicago area who mm-hmm. was as a youngster, as a teenager, worked out at Fox Bend Country Club for a guy named Leon McNair, who's in the Illinois Golf Hall of Fame, and his name is Joe Ossoff, and Joe and his buddy Mike Clinton were assistant pros out at Cherry Hills in Denver, and they were trying to figure out how to continue teaching in the winter, and they went down in the basement and they figured out how we could do it with video, and honestly that's how it started about a little more than 20 years ago, and they have now grown that business into a national business and a great technology inside, and they've helped a lot of people because you could really go in there and watch your swing and see what you're doing wrong. And to me, teaching with video is just it's been a real revolution in the instruction business in golf.
Yeah. No, and I asked TJ about their state-of-the-art training center exactly for that reason, right? I mean, people, I think, my opinion, right, I think people learn better when they can see it and they have access to that data, that those tools, so they could see exactly what's going on. So very cool stuff there on Swing Thoughts from TJ Sullivan, Director of Instruction at Golf Tech in Oak Brook. When we come back, Barry, we will jump on out to the Quad Cities. Craig DeVries will join us. He is the author of the book Magic Happened. It's about 50 years of PGA Tour golf out there in the Quad Cities and at the John Deere Classic. A great book. We will talk about it next with Craig when we return here on The Scorecard, presented by Chicago District Golfer Magazine. Barry Cronin, Mike Esposito here on 670 The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.